Blog Talk Radio.
Persecuted Christians and an end to extreme Islamic
ideology and doctrine. Ladies and gentlemen, we have seen so many tragedies this past year coming to a close of it. We know that we are in the end of times, and we know that the persecutions and the senseless killings for an ideology that is not godly in any shape or form. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where we as Christians need to take the high road, stand on the rooftops and shout and watch for our Lord. We need to be pressing, meaning to bear good fruit to those that we see. Even if you know that somebody is a Christian, talk to them about the faith, because you may find out they may be Christian only in name, because what comes out of their mouth comes from their heart, and if it is not godly, then it is not Christian. Pray for all of our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world in other denominations of the Christian faith, and for all other religious leaders around the world, that they stand up against Islamic extremism and the ideology and the doctrine that is degrading the social and economic aspects of the world, the free world. So if there is ever a new world order, let it be Christian. Yes, I said it. I am a Christian, and I hold my banner high. Let us also pray for families, for children, for single parents here in the United States and around the world. Let us pray for those that are sick and ailing from terminal diseases and even as something as common as the cold. Let us pray for our teachers that they get off this liberal bandwagon and start teaching good morals and ethics. Let us also go on and pray for our firefighters, our emergency medical technicians, our paramedics. Let us pray for those that support those first responders, our doctors, our nurses, our technicians, the hospitals, the clinics, the world over. Let us pray for our police officers specifically around the world. We know that violence incurs violence, and a strong hand is needed at times. But before the trigger is pulled on a gun, which is an tool, an extension of that officer's training, that they take a breath, if they have that moment, and weigh the consequences of taking a life. Remember, it's kind of like a police car chase at a high rate of speed. Many officers will let it go once they have the suspect license number and vehicle description, and they'll pick them up later. We get descriptions of individuals lately that police are trying to apprehend. We need to be praying that criminal beings don't do something more stupid than what they've already done to get the police on their tail. But if we have a good description and good investigative techniques, let them go. They'll get caught. Because we have to have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, where he says, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." And when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, God works in mysterious ways. They're not getting away with anything. Even if they manage to get away with murder in this lifetime, they will not be able to get away with it in eternity. For they will all stand in judgment. And even us, those that try to be righteous, those that try to do the godly thing, those that try to live the scriptures, those that try to obey the commandments of God in all aspects of his word. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is what we need to be praying about deeply and sincerely from the heart, from our inner soul and our inner being. We need to lift up our brothers and sisters around the world and even in our own families. Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you to pray for Atoma, Rochelle, Manley, and three children. I ask you to pray for Ike Turner. I ask you to pray for Ike Truss. I ask you to pray for those that have passed away and those that are yet to come into the world where a mother be pregnant. Let them grow up to be godly, caring people, not discriminatory, not angry, not violent, except when it is necessary. Scripture tells us these things, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and we need to follow our Lord's ways first and foremost, above all else in our lives. We're into the second week of Advent, Christmas, the anniversary of our Lord's birth, is coming up on the 25th. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that as a Christian, it is more than the presents that we buy or the presents that we get from others. It's a matter of love. It's a matter of knowing the reason for the season and living that reason and for that reason every waking moment of your life. This is what I ask you to pray for with me this evening, as we go into the Protestant Celtic Prayer Rosary. So let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in the words that our Savior gave us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. Third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit and the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life of the world to come. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In the name of the Father, who is the Father of light and the giver of all good gifts. In the name of the Son, who is our Redeemer and the source of our salvation. Amen. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who is our Comforter and Guide. Amen. The Kyrie. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, and wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, and you only, have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part of you will make me to know your wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of the righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart you will not despise. Amen. The first decade, the incarnation. When God saw that we were trivial, heaven opened graciously over our head. We beheld Christ, the Spirit of truth. May he draw us in beneath the strength of his crown, strengthen our hope, enliven our joy, keep us valiant, faithful, and near as the light of our lanterns. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness we have all received grace from grace. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed, Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The angel Gabriel announced to the virgin, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At his birth, the angel of the Lord proclaimed, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be for all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet John proclaimed, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. This is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. To his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The apostle Paul proclaimed, It pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell. And by him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the Lord said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Lord himself proclaimed, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The second decade, the teachings. We set the keeping of Christ about us, we beseech the guarding of God with us, to possess us and protect us. May the gospel of Christ, King of salvation, be as a mantle to our bodies. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these comes from evil. Give his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what measure you judge, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. To his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, what you will drink, nor about what you will put on. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love one another as I have loved you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and wine and said, "Take and eat, my body and my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The third decade, the Passion. May the cross of Christ be between us and all ill will, encompassing us in his might, and shielding us from every harm, from every spectre, from every evil. Amen. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. Give us sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns, put it on his head, and they struck him with a reed and spat on him. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him, and those who passed by blasphemed him. From the cross, he spoke words of comfort and forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And as John and Mary, his mother, stood at the foot of the cross, he said to his disciple, "Behold, your mother." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At the sixth hour, The sun was darkened, and he spoke, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. It is finished. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen." Then Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with spices, and he was laid in the new tomb in a garden near the place where he was crucified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. As the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. But the tomb was empty, and an angel of the Lord said, "Do not be afraid. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen." Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, "Peace to you. Let not your hearts be troubled. It was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and the remission of sins be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And two angels said to them, "Why do you stand gazing up into the heaven? This is same Jesus will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. I adore thee, O Christ, and I bless thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this ends our Protestant vigil, prayer vigil. We hope that you have enjoyed it, and we hope that you will encourage others to tune in and listen to it, either live or in the archives, and that you start to put this wonderful story of our Lord's life in his ministry into your hearts. And in turn, ladies and gentlemen, as you read the words and you pray for the things you pray for, remember that our Lord Jesus Christ loves you and loves all people, and even those that are trying to hurt us and persecute us and kill us. They shall not succeed, for the Lord is much stronger than evil, but he needs you to stand up and be accountable. You call yourself Christian, so be one. Be Christ-like. This is the Very Reverend Dr. Andrew Patrick with the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry. Follow us on the web at www.CelticCrossMinistry.com or email us your prayer requests at info@CelticCrossMinistry.com. Merry Christmas. Enjoy the holiday spirit. Love and read your Bibles. We'll talk to you next week. God bless.